Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster, for the Voices of Courage show. It's so good to have you today. Today, we're going to be talking about a subject that is very near and dear to my heart, and I think one of the most important subjects that we can talk about, and that is emotions. You know, emotions drive our behaviors. Yeah, on wounds that people have, or you know, what happens? They show up, they self-sabotage themselves when emotions are expressed that have not been let go, released, or healed. You know, and you don't want that, right? You want to go from reaction to response. You want to be a responder, not a reactor, right? And, you know, unprocessed emotions, a lot of you don't know this, they get stored in our bodies. You know, neuroscience has confirmed that chronic stress and suppressed emotion contributes to disease, to tension, and to immune dysfunction, dysregulation, and so much more. So in other words, if you're a person that says, well, you know, I don't want to feel any pain, I don't want to feel my emotions, and you go out and you're using, shopping, or, you know, maybe you're eating your emotions, maybe you're, you know, vaping, maybe you're using drugs, maybe you're using alcohol, whatever you use to try to not feel those emotions, not process those emotions, they're buried in your body. They're buried in your body. They're buried in your mind. So, but you know, the good news is healing your emotions unlocks your creativity. It unlocks your intuition. You know, intuition is 100% accurate, but most people's intuition, right? Or your gut feeling. Some people call it, well, I got a feeling, right? That's, you know, yeah. Most people's intuition is 50-60% maybe. So they feel like they're going the right way, but they're not. And a lot of that has to do with unexpressed emotions that you've repressed. And so you're thinking you're making the right choice, but you're not. Something else is driving your behavior. You know, there's so much we could talk about emotion. Well, listen, I have the expert of the experts today on my show. And, we're going to be talking how you can find out how to not only understand your emotions, but be able to release them in a healthy, vibrant way. So I'll take a break. And when we come back, I'll have my very special guest.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. And as I promised, I have a very special guest who's been on the show several times. His name is Dr. Bradley Nelson. Dr. Bradley, welcome to the show.
Well, Ken, thanks for having me on again. It's great to see you.
It's great to see you, too. Yeah, you know, life gets better and better when we're living without a lot of emotional baggage, would you say?
Yeah, no kidding. Life has lots of opportunities to pick up emotional baggage, and so we all have it.
Yeah, we can. Well, listen, for those of you that don't know Dr. Bradley Nelson, he is a veteran holistic physician. He's a DC. He's one of the world's foremost experts on natural methods of achieving wellness. He's the creator of the emotional codes, the body codes, and the belief codes, and the CEO of Discover Healing, a holistic educational platform that provides training and certificate to practitioners worldwide. and his best-selling book, The Emotion Code, provides step-by-step instructions for working with the body's energy healing power. And his latest book is The Body Code, Unlocking Your Body's Ability to Heal. Well, you know, it's interesting because you got the emotions and then you got the body, but they're tied together. So let's just start there. How are emotions and body tied together here?
Well, you know, I started out as a doctor of chiropractic, and I had people coming in to see me with back pain and neck pain and carpal tunnel syndrome and all kinds of things like that. And I was really obsessed with actually figuring out what the underlying causes of their problem, actually, you know, what those problems were. And so as time went on, I began to realize that our body is actually a computer. I was a computer programmer starting back in the early 1980s. And I learned about computers and logic and so on. And what I began to understand was that we each have a computer inside of us, but it's unlike any computer that we're used to dealing with. It's a computer that doesn't have a screen and it doesn't have a keyboard. There's no touch screen. You can't touch icons like on your phone. It's a totally different kind of a computer. But yet, this internal computer that we all have has the ability to respond to questions, and it'll respond through various forms of biofeedback, such as muscle testing, for example. And so what I found was, as I began to understand that each of my patients had an internal computer that could be queried, I could get answers out of their own internal computer about what was really wrong with them. It was really surprising what I began to find. And what I began to find was that all of these people, no matter how young or old they were, no matter what they were suffering from, no matter what they'd been diagnosed with, they all had something in common. And that was that their symptoms, in whole or in part, were being caused by or contributed to by what I came to call their emotional baggage. And, you know, that's a phrase that we use, right, usually to describe someone else. Right. Like,
I got to pause you for a second because I think that's such an important point. So what you just said was all the body's symptoms, that we're talking 100% of the body's symptoms are caused by emotional baggage.
Well, what I have found is that all of the symptoms that we experience have an emotional component. And so it's not that emotional baggage causes everything. But sometimes it is the cause. And sometimes getting rid of that emotional baggage can help things to disappear and go away. For example, I found in my practice that about 90% of all the physical pain that people had was actually being caused by their emotional baggage. Now, remember, people are coming in to see me. They're paying me a lot of money to help them get out of pain. And my motivation is I want to fix them permanently. I don't want them to have to keep coming back over and over and over for their pain. I want to fix them. And that was my motivation. And so I was really obsessed with that idea of getting to the underlying causes. And so when you obsess over something long enough and you love something long enough and you're motivated to really understand something, then that goes on year after year after year. Seeing patient after patient, you know, from around the world, many of whom were dealing with, you know, incurable conditions, it became very clear to me that our emotional baggage is this enormous unseen element. And what I can tell you is that right now, if you're dealing with some kind of physical pain, it's about a 9 out of 10 chance that there is emotional energy or emotional baggage really that is causing that pain. And that might sound crazy, but I'm telling you, you know, we've trained, millions have learned how to do the emotion code around the world. And we've trained and certified officially over 15,000 people now in 108 countries around the world. We're all finding the same thing, that emotional baggage is the biggest underlying cause of physical pain, but it doesn't stop there. It's also the single biggest underlying cause of things like depression and anxiety and phobias and panic attacks and post-traumatic stress and so on.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think if you haven't heard that before, you my audience are talking to you, then really let that sink in, because I think this is the key to health. It really is, Dr. Bradley. You know, so what we're talking about is being able to release these emotions to be able to have better health, more energy, less stress, and whatnot. Now, I know this, that I think it's 60-70% now in America, people are carrying what they call unconscious stress, right? So it's stress that they're not really aware of, but they're carrying it. And I have a feeling that this is caused exactly from what we're talking about. What do you say?
Well, yes, absolutely. In fact, stress is really caused by open loops, right? And those can be conscious and unconscious. Conscious open loops are commitments that we have made that remain undone, right? Things that we've said we should do or would do, someone that we said we should call, some agreement that we made that has not been fulfilled. All of those things are open loops that we have consciously entered into. And the more of those open loops you have, the more stress you will feel, right? And so renegotiating those or getting rid of those or delegating those or whatever you can is a great way to lower your stress level. However, there's a whole nother category of invisible, unconscious, open loops. And those are the emotional experiences that we've had where we have either stuffed that emotion, we buried it because we didn't want to feel it, and we moved on. Now that energy is unexpressed and it's still there. It's an open loop, an open emotional experience that remains uncompleted. Sometimes we've gone through things that were overwhelming. That will also create an emotional loop that's open. Or sometimes an emotion comes up for us and we make a conscious decision to really amplify that and you know, fly off the handle. Then later we're usually embarrassed about getting so upset. But that's another circumstance that will create an open loop. Now, these open loops from emotional experiences that we've buried or that were overwhelming or that we made overwhelming are invisible to the conscious mind. We're not aware of them. And yet they also are open loops, and they are also creating a level of background stress in our lives. And we don't even know that we have these. We know we've been through emotional experiences. We all have. Sometimes some of us have been through really difficult, really traumatic things. But, you know, we're survivors and we keep putting one foot in front of the other. We keep moving forward and we keep moving on with our lives. But,
okay, I love this. I'm going to ask the question. I'm going to take a break that will answer the question. So what are the symptoms that people should be aware of that they're carrying these emotional loops that are open or unconscious stress? Or because, yeah, you know, this leaves clues here. So I want to talk about the clues that this is leaving when I get back from the break here. So we'll be right back.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster, and I want to encourage all of you to go to our YouTube channel and subscribe. That way you'll be able to share this broadcast with your family, friends, and never miss an episode. So just go to youtube.com at the Courage Network, youtube.com at the Courage Network. All righty. Now back to my guest. Okay, here we are. It's good to have you back.
Good to be back.
So, so I'd like you to answer that question we just talked about. The symptoms that show up if you have emotional baggage, unconscious stress.
Right. Well, think about it this way. If you, there are lots of different ways to detect if you have emotional baggage. First of all, you can plan on the fact that you have emotional baggage. We've never met anybody that didn't. We've all been through things in our lives we would rather not have gone through. If you can think about a certain situation in your life that can bring tears to your eyes or make you feel an intense emotion, there's emotional baggage there. If you think about a certain person from your life, from your past, and you can feel some particular emotion welling up that is not a positive emotion, but a negative emotion like resentment or anger, there's emotional baggage there. If you have been unable to forgive yourself or someone else for something that went on in the past, there's emotional baggage there. There are trapped emotional energies. If you're dealing with physical pain of any kind, there's a very good possibility that there is emotional baggage that you have that you need to be getting rid of. If you've been diagnosed with any disease process, if you're dealing with phobias or depression or anxiety, panic attacks, PTSD, eating disorders, self-sabotage of some kind, if you're having a hard time finding your soulmate, if you can't seem to break through the glass ceiling, you can't seem to make enough money, you know you're worth more, there's emotional baggage that is holding you back. And so those are all good indicators.
Yeah, they're good indicators. And that self-sabotage one, I just see that all the time. Of course, I've been a life coach for 30 years, and, you know, I see it show up in procrastination, in, stop-start patterns. People start to manifest their dreams, and they stop, people that are, like you said, they can't find the right relationship. They don't have the, they go from job to job to job. You know, there's a lot of symptoms here around this stuff, right?
Yeah, there are other things too. You know, if you have weight that you can't seem to shed, if you can't seem to get motivated to exercise or work out or do things, if you just seem to be stuck, or like you were saying, if you work really, really hard and find success, but then you can't seem to hang on to it. Typically what we find in those kinds of cases where people kind of yo-yo from one success to another and can't hold on to it, there's usually some kind of energy of undeserving or some kind of a feeling inside like they need to be punished in some way. And so, you see, the thing about it is we all have a conscious mind where we spend all of our waking hours, but that's a very, very almost infinitesimally small part of our overall intelligence. The vast bulk of our intelligence is actually subconscious. That's the part enough that the part of us that is so smart that it can create millions of new cells every minute and do all of these amazing things, keeping us alive from one moment to the next. It's a level of intelligence beyond, I think, our ability to comprehend, because we really are divine beings. But if with your conscious mind, you want to go one way, but you seem to keep being dragged a different direction, that's definitely a sign of emotional baggage.
Interesting. I want to put your book up on the screen for a second. And, we have to kind of move around it a little bit. But this is what started it all, really. It's The Emotion Code. And this is the book that has helped thousands and thousands, maybe millions now, heal their emotions. This book, has been around for a while, and you got your new book out, The Bonnie Code. Mm-hmm. What's the difference between the two books?
Well, The Emotion Code is designed to teach anyone in a very, very simple, easy way how to find and remove their own emotional baggage or the emotional baggage that someone else has. The Body Code book goes deeper. When I was in practice, because I'd been a computer programmer and was kind of a nerd and still am, I always had a computer there with me in my treatment room. And as I would work on people and as I would find new things, I would record those in this database. And as time went on, I eventually came to understand that there are really six different broad categories of imbalances that cause the symptoms that we experience. And so we have these six categories. And so the body code is about tapping into the subconscious mind to find the imbalances that are going on in those six categories. Now, you know, when we talk about preventive medicine, most people think about, you know, eating really healthy, getting lots of sunshine, fresh water, exercise, and so on. And those are all great. But a level beyond that is to be able to communicate with the internal computer and ask it what really is going on in these six areas and finding and correcting those imbalances to prevent, hopefully, things from occurring. You know, the old saying of the holistic doctor is, may you never know what you've prevented, but how much better is it to prevent something than it is to have to deal with it?
That's very wise. I the internal computer, you know, when we say that, I think people are thinking, well, you know, I don't know, do I have a computer? Well, it assumes that we're not the brain and we're not the body. It assumes that we're something else when I hear that. How do you picture that?
Yeah. It's really interesting. And there are, we could talk about this for days probably.
Yeah.
But the way I look at it is that we have a conscious mind, which is where we're having our conversation right now. Our conscious mind is where we spend all of our waking hours. But when you go to sleep at night, that conscious mind shuts down for a while. What's left is the subconscious. And the subconscious mind, when you talk about the spirit, the conscious mind, subconscious mind, I think it's all one. I know that some people make it more complicated, but to me, it's really simple. It's the subconscious mind that is running everything in our bodies. And it's the part of us that knows with a perfect understanding what it is we really need. Is there a certain vitamin right now that you need to be optimally healthy? Do you need to cleanse some toxin out of the body to be healthy? Do you have some kind of a pathogen you need to get rid of? Do you have some kind of misalignment in some organ or tissue in the body? Do you have emotional baggage, trauma? In fact, one of the things, Ken, that's really interesting is that in the body code, we teach you how you can find how well the spirit within is connecting with the physical. And the way we look at it is that we all have a spirit body, which is the energetic, pure, high vibration counterpart of the physical. And in the same way that if you see a glove and the fingers are moving, you can bet that there's a hand inside. In these physical bodies, we have this spirit that is really what animates the body. When we die, that spirit leaves the body, of course, and the physical body is just a shell and goes back to the dust. But while we're alive, sometimes the spirit and the physical body can become disconnected to some degree. And that's something that we teach people how to actually reconnect. It's fascinating and can be incredibly powerful. That's only found in the body code, along with a lot of other teachings and things that I learned during those years that I was in practice.
Yeah, that's really good. You know, so many people are walking around, I would say, unaligned. Unaligned meaning that what you just said, their spirit and their body, you know, mind are. It's not that they're disconnected. They're just unaligned. And when you can realign that, then all of a sudden you get into what I would call the zone in everyday life. You just start to go and get yourself into this zone and you just, you wake up feeling wonderful, you know, and you have energy, you have creativity. You know, life gets better when we're in alignment. And I think that's a big piece here with this body, with the body code. What are readers going to walk away with the body code? And also, I do want to tell them where they could get it. It's probably Amazon and everywhere else is my guess, like your other books.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we have another book coming out in December called The Heart Code.
Oh, ooh, that's going to be great. I hardly wait to get that one.
Yeah. Okay. That one specifically is about the heart and what we now know about the heart, which is a lot more than we used to know. But a lot of people have no idea that science is now beginning to believe that the heart that beats within our chests is actually a second brain. It wasn't until the 1970s that they found out that the heart has a lot of gray matter and white matter in it, 40,000 dendrites that are capable of retaining memories and even directing the brain itself about things. It's pretty wild, really.
Yeah, I remember, the Heart Math Institute did a lot of research around that. And finally it's starting to come out. But I can hardly wait to read your book because, one book or one institution is not going to get it. We got to have a lot of people, a lot of messages here for the mindsets of the public to really get on board. That's my guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, all right. So when somebody reads the body code, like what are they going to walk away with? Why should they read? Why should they read it?
Well, think about it this way. Imagine that in your pocket, imagine there's an app in your phone that can tell you what your body really needs. That it can tell you what the truth is about your own body. What's really going on with you? You need some kind of nutrition to be healthier. Do you have some kind of a pathogen imbalancing you? Are you toxic? Do you have emotional baggage? Is there some kind of a trauma in the body? Is your spirit being disconnected from your physical body? What's going on? Well, there is an app now. It's called the Body Code System. And it's designed to enable people to find these imbalances. Now, the Body Code book is really the manual for this internal computer system that each one of us has. And so it's a really interesting thing. When I was younger, much younger, I was a programmer back in the early 80s, and I was in on the whole personal computer revolution. In fact, to give you an idea, I used to do work for a company called Computerland. I don't know if you're old enough to remember them. Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely old enough to remember Computerland. Yes. Okay.
Well, I was doing some programming work for Computerland, and I walked into the office one day, and these guys are all standing around this IBM PC, and they're kind of shaking their heads. And I walked up, and I took one of the guys aside, and I said, "What's going on?" And he said, "Oh, the guys at IBM are so dumb." And I said, "Really? Why? What's going on?" And he said, "Well, they sent us this new IBM PC, and it has a 10 megabyte hard drive." And I burst out laughing. I said, "Well, no one's ever going to use that much storage, right?" That's how far back it goes. But anyway, so... So it's interesting because if you think about it, I mean, I'm sitting at a computer right now. It's got a screen where I can see things and messages, and it's got a keyboard where I can, communicate. So that's a screen / keyboard interface. I've got my phone here. My phone has icons that I can touch. It's a touch screen interface, right? But it's a computer, right? But the computer that is within each one of us has no screen. And it has no keyboard. There's no touch screen. There's no interface like we're used to. And so it took me a while to figure out what I was dealing with. But inside of us, we all have what you could call a binary computer. And that binary computer, binary just means yes or no, one or zero. And so that computer inside can respond to any question that you want to ask, provided that the answer can come back in the form of a yes or a no. And yes is a strong muscle test, strong arm, for example, and no answer is weak. And so it's just that simple. So In the body code, in the emotion code, and even in the new heart code book, we teach people how to communicate with this internal computer. And I believe it's the most important language that you can learn. Because think about it. If you have some kind of, let's say you got migraine headaches and you go to a medical doctor, what's he going to do? Well, he's going to prescribe some kind of medication for you. He's not going to ask your internal computer, which has the answers and it knows with a perfect understanding why you're manifesting this symptom. Instead, the doctor is going to give you some kind of poisonous medication, right? So that you don't feel the migraines, but you're going to have to keep taking it because when you stop taking it, the migraines are still going to be there. What I have found over all these years is that the symptoms that we experience are really nothing more than the internal computer trying to communicate to us that there's something else wrong. So we tend to look at the symptom as the problem, and that's how Western medicine looks at it too. Oh, you've got this ache, you've got that pain. Oh, you've got cancer, you've got this problem. Well, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to slash and burn and poison you and x-ray you and all these various things. Meanwhile, the real underlying reasons for these things are known to the conscious to the subconscious mind. They're not known to the conscious mind, but they are known to the subconscious. And so it's really all about removing the blockages. You see, the body has this tremendously powerful drive and ability to be healthy. But the problem is things get in the way of that. We eat a diet that's poisonous and we breathe poisoned air and water and so on. And we think poisonous emotions and we develop emotional baggage and we have traumas of all kinds and things. And we pick up infections and we get out of alignment and all kinds of things happen that block and stand in the way of our ability to really manifest total health. And so the body code is just a way that anybody can learn and use. In fact, you can have success just using the book itself. You don't have to get the app. The app is more complete. If we put everything into the book that's in the app, it would be about this thick, and nobody wants to read a book that thick.
Yeah. Hey, tell me about the app again. Where do we people get the app?
People can get the app on the App Store, Google Play. It's called the Body Code System. And the book is really the manual for the app. But that app is really the... it's like the owner's guide in a sense. It's like the Rosetta Stone for this internal computer that exists within each one of us. And this understanding, I believe, Ken, is going to change the world because it has to. Because for all these years, we've been throwing things at the body to see what would stick as far as people's problems and symptoms and diseases and so on. Meanwhile, all along, the subconscious mind has had all the answers about what's really going on. And so it's a revolutionary, really a paradigm shift in how we're going to be taking care of ourselves in the future. I'm grateful to just be a messenger to be able to help bring this into the world.
Well, you're a powerful messenger, and I really appreciate you being here and bringing it into the world. Listen, I got to take a break, and when we come back, I'd like to swing back around a little bit. We just barely touched on the new book that's coming out, the Heart Code, and I'd like to go down the rabbit hole of what neuroscience has found in the research discovered about the role of the heart in our emotional and the physical health part. I know we touched on the brain heart connection, but I'd like to go down that path a little more. So we'll be right back and we'll discuss that.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich, here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Hi, folks. Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids? I love my hearing aids, and I am here to help you get a deal on the same brand I wear.
Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $297. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design.
Call my friends at MD Hearing and get the over-the-counter hearing aids that I use for you.
Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $297.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm talking with Dr. Bradley Nelson, and we're talking about your health and how you can improve it substantially, quickly. I don't know how quick. How quick can people, once they get the book and they start reading and start releasing, how quick have you seen people heal?
Well, you know, we've had, we have seen really miraculous things happen from people just reading the book and working on themselves within a week or two.
Yeah.
We've seen that. We've got over 10,000 stories that people have submitted from all over the world. And so as far as what science has found, we now know that that the heart communicates, that the vast majority of the communications between the brain and the heart are not traveling from the brain to the heart, but they're traveling from the heart to the brain, indicating that the brains that are in our heads are really obeying the messages sent by the brains that are in our hearts. We also know, and of course, HeartMath did a lot of this work, that if we're feeling positive emotions like love and joy and compassion, our heart rates become much more coherent and organized. On the other hand, if we're feeling negative emotions like hatred or resentment or anxiety, what tends to happen is those the heartbeat becomes more chaotic. And so what we have found is that that there's great scientific basis in what we've observed over all these years. And one of the things that we have found is that when people are under stress, I mean, let me back up for a second. If you think about the ancient societies and what they believed about the heart, they believed that the heart was the seat of the soul and the source of love and creativity and romance. And they believed the heart was really the core of our being. And I think that they got those ideas because if you've ever felt in your life like your heart was going to break, right? Like someone was really hurting you, your relationship was breaking up, or you know, someone was dying or some bad thing was happening, that's a physical sensation, right? Have you ever felt that, Ken?
Oh yeah. I had a flashback on that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. We've all experienced that pretty much. And if you experience that, what's happening is your heart really is under assault. And so it's a physical thing. You don't get a headache. You feel it here. You get heartache. Now, by the same token, if you've ever been at a performance, for example, where someone is performing or singing beyond their own ability, and they're really, truly, for example, singing from their heart, their heart is ringing, resonating. The heart of everyone else in the audience will begin to ring and resonate. And if you look around, you'll see people with tears in their eyes, right? And they can't help it. And they'll have their hands over their heart because the heart is resonating. The heart really is everything the ancients believed it to be. Well, back in the 1960s, I remember very well, I was, you know, a kid, but I remember when they started doing heart transplants. The first heart transplant, big deal, you know, Life magazine, Dr. Richard DeBakey, and, but it didn't take long after that, as heart transplants began to become more routine, that doctors began to notice a strange phenomenon.
that people would often come back to the doctor and they would report how their taste in music or food or sports had totally changed, or that they would have memories of being in places that they never in their life had ever visited. And when they would connect these people with the family of the heart donor, they would inevitably find out, well, yes, our son, you know, was a baseball player. Now you love baseball. You didn't care for it before. Or yes, our daughter loved Paris. She visited there every chance she got. And now you have memories of being there, but you've never actually visited there. That's really weird. Those must be her memories. And so there are whole books written about this, right? But what we now know is that if you feel like your heart is going to break, your heart is under assault at that point, and the subconscious mind, in an attempt to protect the heart, will create a wall made of emotional baggage, your emotional baggage, and that wall we refer to as the heart wall. And that's what the Heart Code book is actually about. Now, we explain the heart wall and how to take it down in the Emotion Code and also in the Body Code, but it's so important that we thought it really deserves its own book, because when that wall is taken down and that heart suddenly is open, people fall in love sometimes that never thought they ever would. People have creative ideas that begin to flow spontaneously, because you see, the best creative ideas that you'll ever have will not come from this brain. They'll come from the brain in your heart, right? And that's why when you graduate from college or high school, someone is probably some uncle is going to tell you, you need to follow your heart, Ken, right? And that's great advice, but what if you've got a heart wall already from what you've been through in your life? Well, it becomes much more difficult. And 93% of people in this world have put up a wall like this around the heart. And so when that wall is taken down, people recover from chronic pain and illness. They reconnect with loved ones. All kinds of amazing things happen. And so that's what this new book, The Heart Code, is really about.
Yeah, that's really good. Maybe a little quick tip on how to get rid of one of those walls, right? If we got a heart wall up, you know, what do you suggest?
Well, the first thing that you need to realize is that it's about a 9 out of 10 chance that you do have a heart wall. And what we see with the heart wall especially is things like depression and anxiety and difficulty really connecting with other people, feelings of isolation, sometimes social anxiety. We've seen people who were hoarders, actually, who when that wall was taken down, their heart wall was taken down, they spontaneously clean up their whole environment and change the way that they're living. So you just never know. But these can all be symptoms of that. Now, as far as what to do, if you go to discoverhealing.com, that's our website, discoverhealing.com, we have something there called the Immersion Path. And it's designed to immerse you for a series of videos that it's all totally...
You said discovery.
Discoverhealing.com.
Healing. Okay.
Yeah, discoverhealing.com. And the Immersion Path is designed to take you through this process of releasing your first trapped emotion.
Very good. Very good. Wow. Okay. Well, you've given me a lot to think about. Let me ask you one other thought while I got you here today. Things like, exotic diseases like Lyme disease or, I'll just throw that one out there. Do you think there's an emotional component to that? Or is that, I wonder about these diseases that come out of nowhere. Now all of a sudden all the ticks in the world have Lyme disease.
Yeah.
What's your thought on that?
Well, you know, having worked with a lot of those people, what we find is it's like any other disease. A disease is really the symptoms that are resulting, right?
Yeah.
From the imbalances that are going on in the body. And we have not seen a single disease process yet that did not have an emotional component. Now, what the emotional component does, sometimes it's a bigger piece of the puzzle, sometimes it's a smaller piece of the puzzle, but emotional baggage is always there weakening the immune system and making it easier for a disease process to actually begin. And so, I mean, I've seen cases where I'm sure that a disease was totally triggered by and really, in my opinion, caused by emotional baggage all by itself. But usually it's more of a constellation of things. It's a, you know, we're complex beings, and but emotional baggage is always
complex. And, you know, and I like to simplify disease because it seems to me like there is pretty much, you know, if you boil it down, there's one disease, and, you know, it's toxicity. It's toxicity in the mind, the thoughts that we're thinking, the emotional baggage, the toxicity. Or the poisons that we put in our body knowingly or unknowingly, it creates toxins. And when you can release the toxins, the toxicity, you can heal. That's been my experience.
Yeah, I'd say you're pretty close to the mark there, in my opinion.
Yeah, pretty close, I think. Well, listen, this has been, as always, every time you're here, I love our conversations. Thank you so much, Dr. Brown. I hope you come back, by the way, in December, we'll get, or January, we'll launch your new book out there and tell everybody about it. So,
yeah, let's do that for sure. Thank you, Ken.
All right. Well, thank you. And I want to thank all of you for joining us today. It's been a pleasure. I hope you'll pass this show on to people and friends that you care about and love. Take care. Till next time.